Jalen Rose, the 81-point game. Tell me now why you didn't double-team Kobe Bryant.
That was a coach's decision. You would think that with Smush Parker wide open on the wing and some of the other guys that aren't in the league anymore playing on the team, we probably would have had the wherewithal to throw everything we had at the guy that had 50, had 60, had 70. But for some strange reason, it never happened.
Your Twitter photo is with Barack Obama. What was his handshake like?
Everybody jokes about the fact that he has little hands in that picture. And I have small hands for my size, but it was a great honor to meet the president.
What did he say to you?
He's very knowledgeable about sports. He knew about the 30 for 30 we did on the Fab Five. He followed my career. He joked about being a fellow lefty just like me. And we even talked about the charter school I started in Detroit. So it was a very good meeting, and I was very proud to be there.
Confirm or deny the following stories for us. Did they happen? And if so, just give me a line about it. You've already confirmed the fact that, Kevin O'Neill broke his hand. Confirm or deny, you often laced up the skates and practiced with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Is that true?
That is not true. I would have loved the opportunity to, but the problem is I can't skate.
Confirm or deny, Vince Carter would stand at half court and sink shots with a flick of his wrist.
This is true. Vince Carter is probably one of the most talented players that the game has seen. He could show up at practice a couple of minutes before without stretching, eating a sandwich, and do a 360 at 9 in the morning. That guy's a terrific athlete.
Confirm or deny, Vince never lifted weights.
Vince did lift weights. He's a very hard worker, and that's why he still has staying power in the league to this day.
Confirm or deny, when Vince needed someone to hold his sandwich, it was Morris Peterson.
Mo P, my guy. No, it wasn't Mo P. Mo P wouldn't be going for that.
Confirm or deny, looking back, you were a troublemaker at times.
I would blame that on Rafer Austin.
All Rafer's fault?
It wasn't his fault that they gave him a $20 million contract.
Confirm or deny this. You used to stuff wads of cash into guys' pockets who were there on 10-day contracts.
That did not happen. But what I did do as a veteran player, I would always give the rookies my per diem.
Really? And how much would per diem be?
I mean, when you get on the plane and you get $350, $400 and you're going on a road trip, you're a young player in the league, and then here comes a veteran who doubles down on it. It makes you feel real good. It makes you feel a part of something special.
It's a nice gesture. People are still trying to figure out, though, Jalen, why players making the kind of money you were making need a per diem at all.
The same reason why you have a corporate credit card for your job. The same reason why when you're traveling, they pay for your hotel, they pay for your rental car, and they pay for your meals.
Confirm or deny,
because of sports.
Confirm or deny, you once wore all black to a game. Black suit, black diamond earrings, and black underwear.
All black everything. All black everything. Absolutely. I was mourning the fact that I deserved to be in the lineup, and for some strange reason, I was not in the lineup. So, yes. I confirmed that that happened.
You're wearing black today. Are you protesting something?
No, not at all. It just happened that way. I actually wasn't wearing a blazer, and I threw on a blazer because I wanted to respect my fans and T-Dot.
You got fans in T-Dot for sure. Did Steve Nash, speaking of T-Dot, make the right decision not to go to Toronto but L.A.?
Under the circumstances, I mean, Los Angeles Lakers are a story franchise along with the Yankees and a couple of other teams. He has a chance to play with Kobe Bryant and Dwight Howard and be a contender for this year's championship. So I understand how he basically played possum with Toronto to get the dollar figures up, to get the trade he needed to go to Los Angeles. But he's still the favorite son of Canada. And I actually joke when people call him a Toronto native when he's really from Vancouver, which they're nowhere near each other.
No, they're pretty far apart. Actually, I think he's from Victoria. But let me, as we wrap this up, and love to do this again soon, number one recollection of Toronto. Tell us what you remember very quickly, something that we wouldn't know.
Wow, Toronto has terrific fans. I enjoyed playing there. It was a great experience. It gets very cold. It's a little tricky when you go to and from road trips because you have to go through customs, and that takes a little time off travel, but it was a great experience for me, and I still have friends there to this day.
Well, you got friend on this set, and you got friends around here, and Jalen Rose, we say, you got to check out this guy. His stuff is fantastic. Your podcast is amazing, and I'm done kissing your ass.
Make sure you guys are checking out ESPN Numbers, 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. Myself, Michael Smith, and Hugh Douglas. You want opinion with experience? ESPN Numbers.
On TSN2.
Numbers
as well.
Never lie. On TSN also.